USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As politicians will continue to get a paycheck no matter what, do they really know what their draconian lockdown orders are doing to the average citizen? As California locks down again, the pushback is greater than ever. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco calls out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Sheriff Chad Bianco says he is ordering the department not to enforce lockdown violations. USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kia Motors Corporation on Saturday says it's recalling 295,000 U.S. vehicles for engine fire risks. The Korean automaker said the recall covers many models from 2012 through 2015. The danger is an engine compartment fire that can occur while driving because of leaks. America is about the pursuit of happiness. USA Radio News Tim Berg has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed Joe Biden's plan to order schools to let biological male athletes play on girls-only teams and use their locker rooms. The Biden-Harris campaign site states, on the first day in office, Biden will reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump-Pence administration, which will restore transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2016, from the Williams Institute, they estimate 0.6% of U.S. adults identify as transgender. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
While free sounds good for higher education, someone will need to pay for these programs. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
When it comes to your children or grandchildren's education under a Biden administration, one of the things we heard on the campaign trail from Joe Biden was that he will enact legislation to ensure that students can go to community college for up to 2 years without having to pay tuition. Biden adopting a proposal from Senator Bernie Sanders to make public colleges and universities tuition-free for all students whose family's income are below $125,000 and forgive $10,000 in student debt for all borrowers. When it comes to free college, like Biden is promising, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos reminds us,
free sounds great, except that somebody somewhere is going to pay for it. And when you think about the fact that 2 out of 3 Americans don't pursue a 4-year college, why should anybody be asked, any of them be asked to subsidize and pay for those who do choose it?
DeVos speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a 2018 study, there were approximately 19.6 million college students in the United States, 14.5 million enrolled in public colleges, and about 5.1 million students enrolled in private colleges. Two powerhouse NFL teams will face off today. The 8-3 Cleveland Browns travel to Nashville, Tennessee, and take on the 8-3 Titans. 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.